a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody, thanks for joining the program. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, it's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
So I've been going down these YouTube rabbit holes. You ever do that? So you'll like search something, and then it just feeds you just everything,
so you,
right?
You get sucked
and so,
into
and so I find myself, oh, I got to click on that. Oh, well, that's yeah. interesting. And you know what the rabbit hole I've gone down now?
Is it cooking or something?
No, no.
What is it?
No, I wish. It's the NFL Roundup from 1980 to 1983.
But what is the NFL Roundup from back then? I thought that was only on our show.
No. So what they have is they have, it's like the, it's, so this voice that, and it's funny because you watch like, so I'm watching 1983 and it's like right when Dan Marino's coming into play in the beginning.
Right.
And Dolphins' young quarterback, Dan Marino, struggles.
So it's like a news. It's
like John Elway was getting pummeled his rookie year. I mean, and it's just, it's fascinating to watch all of this old-time football. And today, I was actually going to call you on the phone and say, today in the NFL Roundup, Bud Grant, they showed Bud Grant getting off the bus on the actual film. And I'm like, see, Bud Grant was an important individual. Alex didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
It's
not part of my era. Don't care.
I know, but it's not my era either. I was in the ninth grade.
You're alive.
Were you in the ninth grade? What grade were you in 1983? You were alive, right? Oh, you were in your Batman underwear watching DuckTales.
Two or three. Yeah. No, DuckTales was much later. All right. Scott,
what, do you not go down YouTube rabbit holes?
No, I do. And actually, like, my kids and I watch a lot of videos together. We watch a lot of How It's Made videos. And so I get suggested all the time, hey, watch how tires are made. Hey, don't you want to see how
do they do that on YouTube?
Yes.
I have to do that.
The How It's Made stuff is fascinating. I love it. But one time I saw a video on it, like, suggested this video to me. It was like, hey, because I don't know how I initially got it, but it was this guy who was fixing this massive infection on this horse hoof. And I was like, wow, I don't own any horses. I've never known.
Now, how do you find that?
I don't know.
Did you search that?
No. Now, what am I going to do?
Horse hoof repair.
Horse hoof infection. No. And you know what? I watched two of those videos, and every like 3 weeks, they're all, you want to pick up and watch a little bit more of this horse infection video?
And you do, don't you?
No, because I'm like, I don't know why I watched it the first time. Please take this off of my list.
Doesn't it make you nervous, like when they kind of shoe the horse, and they like shave down?
They start shaving stuff down, and you're like, you're hurting them.
It's got to hurt. Oh, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah. All right.
Well, clearly, because the horse just stands there. I mean, the horses aren't stupid.
They're dumb, but they ain't stupid.
All right, here's the other one. I know, and again, this is a rabbit hole. I've been watching these, like, biblical.
What is going on in your world?
And so
biblical what? Like Charlton Heston?
Well, no, like, could Noah's Ark actually be a true thing? And they have this museum that is the exact dimensions of Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
And they go, here's the plausibility of all of these animals and the whole thing. And it's plausible. Like, you watch it and you go, it could have happened. It could have happened.
Hey, everybody, if you want to get some more conspiracy theories from Scott Mitchell about how things worked in the Bible.
They were on the ark for a year.
Yeah. I think just the smell alone will keep you off the ark. No thanks. Hey, the Davis Vision Summer LASIK sale is going on right now. Get rid of those contacts, glasses, and save $1,000 right now. Schedule it. Davis Vision also offers routine eye exams, full service optical center as well for prescription glasses, frames, and contacts, and full line of sunglasses. DavisVisionMD.com is the website. Notre Dame still looks okay. This is Notre Dame's problem. Rate the most snooty program in all of college football. Like, really think about it. The ones who just think that their arc doesn't stink.
USC.
Do you think USC is the most?
Yes.
The most snooty.
Yes.
Certainly in the Pac-12, the one that Utah fans interact with. But I think that Notre Dame is unbeatable in the sense because their football stadium is like a shrine in the world of football.
Yes.
Their history is basically that the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the Newt Rockne, kind of the beginnings of college football. USC doesn't have that history. And so I think Notre Dame thinks that they invented people's interest in college football.
Well, they did.
In a way, yes.
See, to me, Notre Dame is what there's old money and there's new money. And old money to me is someone who they actually don't have pretense. They're actually genuinely nice. They just can't help that they actually did invent college football. I mean, they just can't help it. That's Notre Dame. It's where it all started.
I've been to Notre Dame Stadium.
Or became relevant.
I've been to Notre Dame Stadium twice. And the amount of, like, people are super nice. And the tailgate scene in the parking lot is actually really fun, and it's a cool atmosphere. Obviously, when you go in, you see Touchdown Jesus. Everything's really fun.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The fans absolutely talk to you like, aren't you so excited that you're here to experience this?
But they
are amazing, aren't we?
No, they appreciate
it. They really know it. They
a
really,
USC team, even when they see when USC stinks, no one's around. They're like, it's above us to actually come.
When Notre
and see
Dame stinks, people are all still there.
Right.
Right.
So
can we say that Notre Dame is the most?
Did you want me to say
our football poo doesn't stink? they think that they're better than everybody else. They're at the top of the snooty.
They're Notre Dame is right up there 1A as the snootiest program in the country.
And I think there are teams like Ohio State. I think Alabama's is in that grouping.
When you're at Ohio State and you go, we're 11-2 and winning the Rose Bowl is unacceptable.
Not a big deal.
That's snooty.
Yeah. So I think that you have tiers of snootiness and tiers of being better than everybody else. And Notre Dame is probably at the top of that list. Notre Dame AD Jack Swarbrick says, our independence has never been more valuable than it is right now. Independence for us is much more valuable than the things that we're talking about. I think what he's
it's not just them. It's everyone in the Big Ten and it's everyone in the Pac-12 right now.
They know how valuable they are. But when he says
Notre
valuable,
Dame is saving everyone right now, being independent.
Because as soon as they join,
one of those power conferences, life is over.
Yeah, but I will tell you from a money standpoint, Notre Dame's actual monetary dollar figure that they could get out of joining a Big Ten conference, we're talking about the same type of money that USC left the Pac-12 for, which is going to be in the $100 million range, right? Notre Dame doesn't get anywhere near that right now, by the way. With their NBC contract and with the ACC bump that they get in the non-football sports, they likely clear around at the top end what the Pac-12 teams are making, around $30 million a year. $30 million a year and $100 million a year, you don't have to be a student at Notre Dame to figure out that that disparity there actually means that you would be more valuable and technically would be making more money for your program and your institution if you were to join the Big Ten. But Notre Dame says we're more valuable as an independent, and I think that they value the independents differently than others. I think BYU would pretended to say the things about we love being in this position of independence, and they knew that that was not really the case.
You know,
Notre Dame really believes it.
They do. They absolutely do, and I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to agree with you 100%. Notre Dame is the most snobby school in the entire country.
This sort of solidifies
and the reason,
it, right?
The reason is to your point. This is a program that says we can't be in a conference because we're Notre Dame. We're a national program. Everybody gets an opportunity wherever you live. If you live in the Southeast, if you live in the Rust Belt, you live in the Northeast, you live in the West, Notre Dame is your program. It's a national program. It's the only program in the country that is a national program, and they really are. I mean, they really, what they're saying is actually true, and it would be like, it would diminish the brand. It would deny so many people in the country that love Notre Dame the opportunity of actually rooting for and being Notre Dame fans if Notre Dame was in a conference. It's the same thing why Washington, D.C. is not in a state. It's its own entity. It's the nation's capital. It represents all the people. And if it was in a state, then there would be favoritism to that state. It has to be in its own district. There's no way that Notre Dame will ever join a conference. I really, really, really doubt Notre Dame will ever join a conference.
I just can't believe, and maybe it's because it doesn't matter that they get $30 or $40 million a year from
the
deal.
They don't care about the money.
Because their endowment's huge.
Don't care about
right?
them.
Their the money that they could get from their alumni base is probably just massive, right? And maybe for teams like that, it doesn't matter. And maybe they value the ability to be able to call all the shots for themselves and be on an island and literally not care. And still, because listen, if Notre Dame goes undefeated any season, they're always going to be in the college football playoff.
So think of BYU. Okay, BYU was independent, right? And they would schedule teams, but there were teams that didn't necessarily want to play BYU.
Definitely.
Right?
Yep.
One of them was Notre Dame.
Yes.
Okay. Any team in the country, it would be an honor and a privilege if we had the opportunity of playing Notre Dame.
It is funny when you see schools that play Notre Dame.
USC wanted to play Notre Dame every year. Those players, when we talked to them at Pac-12 Media Day, they're like,
they love it.
We love this. Stanford wants to play Notre Dame. You think of Miami when it was the convicts and the Catholics,
yep.
and they wanted that game. Penn State wanted a game. Michigan, all of these big time programs, they want to play Notre Dame. And Notre Dame doesn't have to be in a conference. And quite frankly, they said, why would we even want to be in a conference? You look at where college football is, and the first ranking that's come out. Notre Dame is always overrated, but they're always respected, and they're always in the conversation. Haven't won a national championship for whatever, but they're always going to be a program that's going to be sitting there in the top 12 in the country pretty much every year, even if they stink. And it's because they are the Washington D.C. of college football. They are that independent team. And they may even feel like it's our obligation to college football and the integrity of it, the history of it, to actually stay independent.
And they're doing it. And here's the thing, too. Here's what Swarbrick said. He goes, no other school has ever played in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York in the same year. We've done it 9 times. We play in more NFL stadiums than anybody else. We play in California every year. We play in New York or somewhere close to that every year. We're able to have flexibility to continue to that next level from a national scheduling standpoint. We play in Vegas this year against BYU. We open next year in Ireland. We play in Green Bay in 2026. By the way, playing in Green Bay, why is that a draw?
Are you kidding?
No, come. I know who's there.
No.
Jeremy's the Packers are in agreement. I know. I'm saying
it's Lambeau Field. There is nothing more sacred and holy in the NFL than Lambeau Field.
Watching college football
having
teams,
Notre Dame come to Lambeau Field is about as football as there ever was.
No, that's like saying no. It's not.
Yes, it is.
I don't give two craps about Notre Dame playing at Lambeau Field. It doesn't. Them playing in Ireland next year is not interesting.
You're the only person around that feels that way.
I know.
I don't care for Notre Dame.
Why do I care about Green Bay?
I get why they would want to play
Green Bay Packers
in Lambeau Field.
Hold on. I'm checking my sources. Green Bay still plays in Green Bay, yes.
Well, of course they do.
Lambeau is.
It's not Green. It's Lambeau Field. It's the history. It's like Lambeau Field. Curly Lambeau.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay,
I would only play.
What is the Super Bowl trophy? It's the Vince Lombardi trophy. Yeah. He played in Green Bay in Lambeau Field.
Okay.
Okay. He is the foundation of the NFL in its modern day.
Let me tell you.
Notre Dame at Lambeau Field is about as iconic as you could possibly get. Tickets are probably more than a UCF event, UFC or whatever, KFC. Whatever event
Central
there is.
Florida event. Oh, let me just tell you right now, there are 10 other stadiums in the NFL that I'd rather go see a game in before I'd go to Lambeau.
No, you don't get it.
Yes, I do.
You don't get it.
Yes, I want to go.
You don't get it.
The Bengals have a new stadium.
You do not get it.
Give me SoFi. Give me Allegiant.
No.
Take me up to Seattle for another game because I love that place.
No.
Jerry World's on that list before it. I'm telling you, you can't tell me. I'd rather go to Soldier Field before they blow that thing up. I'd rather go see a game at the old in New York, aka New Jersey.
There's only one stadium in the NFL in its original form. One, Lambeau Field. Where else
Why
is there?
Why is that special to me? That the toilets are probably still troughs. You get to experience that, guys. Awesome.
Have you ever gone? This is why you can't. This is what's wrong with young people in the world today.
I'm telling you,
you can't appreciate.
Lambeau's not that cool.
You can't.
I said it.
You can't appreciate how amazing the Roman Colosseum is until you've been there, and it's in shambles. You can play anything in the Roman Colosseum.
I'd rather see the Roman Colosseum before the Lambeau Field.
It is the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is.
Oh,
it's football history. Two significant parts of football, college and professional football, clashing at the same moment. Who would not want to see that? You got to be
two
crazy.
Two of the most overrated places. They're perfect for each other. Hey, listen, they're perfect for each other, Scott. Overrated Notre Dame goes to overrated Lambeau Field.
That's wrong. That,
I'm cussing on the air. This is sacrilege.
No, you're going to drive home and get struck by lightning. I'm just telling you. That is so sacrilegious right there.
I'm not being tongue-in-cheek about this. I'm not trying to get your attention. I'm telling you right now, going to a game at Lambeau Field does not interest me that much.
Yeah, and you're wrong. I'm just telling you right now, you're wrong.
How can I be wrong about it not being interesting to me? It doesn't interest me.
You're the guy that likes college football. I just don't get how you would not appreciate this.
Then why would Lambeau Field interest me at all with Notre Dame? You're the guy who's supposed to love college football. You should love to see Notre Dame play there at Lambeau Field, a non-college football stadium.
Yeah, you just don't appreciate history.
Okay. Scott just lost a ton of respect for me. Don't care. Don't care. All right, here we go. Let's take a break. Can we take a break here? We're going to come back.
You stink, and I don't like you.
I don't care. Look, Packers fans out there, fine. I'm sure you guys are all loving it, and you guys can't believe it. The rest of the NFL world is like, yeah, I see the historical significance of it. No, thanks. I'd rather go take in a game in Miami. I'd rather go take in a game somewhere else.
No.
Not in Wisconsin.
No.
I've been to Camp Randall. I thought that was kind of fun. But guess what? Lambeau Field, not interested.
Camp Randall's pretty special.
All right, we'll take the break. We got What Are the Odds around the corner. Stay right here with us when Rival continues, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.